From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. American warplanes continued their attack on Taliban forces in Afghanistan today. For the third day in a row, B-52 bombers struck at Taliban positions north of Kabul. There have been mixed reports on the effectiveness of those airstrikes. Today at the Pentagon, Rear Admiral John Stuffelbeam said it's difficult to judge until the U.S. has more of its own observers in the area.
I think that we're having good effects on the Taliban forces that we strike. But we're also not fooling ourselves into believing that we necessarily have the best targeting information on every strike.
Rear Admiral John Stuffelbeam speaking today at the Pentagon. NPR's Ivan Watson watched today's bombing from the frontline village of Khalazai in an area controlled by the anti-Taliban Northern Alliance. He filed this report.
A U.S. B-52 bomber makes a pass over the Shamali Plain. Suddenly, a plume of dark brown smoke appears over Taliban-controlled territory just west of the road to Kabul. Seconds later, there's a thundering roar. The impact of the explosion can be felt from a vantage point nearly 4 miles away. A farmer here on Northern Alliance territory points at the growing mushroom cloud and yells, "Good job!" He's immediately rewarded by another American airstrike. All morning, B-52s have pummeled Taliban positions west of what locals call the Old Kabul Road. Less than 20 miles from the capital, the road's blocked by Northern Alliance tanks. Their cannons are aimed at Taliban bunkers and trenches just a few hundred yards away. Nonetheless, Afghans continue to take advantage of the road's paved surface. Today, an Alliance soldier sits on the back of a bicycle that his officer is pedaling to the front line. Over the past several days, the Americans have been attacking harder than ever before, says the officer, a man named Bharat Khan. The Taliban are scared now. They're not shooting at us as often as they used to. By God's grace, we hope to attack when the bombardments are over. The airstrikes haven't stopped civilians from using the same Alliance-controlled stretch of Kabul Road. 10-year-old Jamad is walking to his village near the front line. In his hand, a birdcage with three sparrows Jamad just bought in the neighboring town. Jamad points out another B-52 flying overhead and mimics the familiar sound of the American bombs.
Drum.
I like the explosions, the boy says, because the Americans are destroying our enemies. Unlike Jamad, some other locals say they're worried that stray American bombs may land on their villages. Last weekend, a woman was killed and dozens of civilians were injured after an airstrike hit a farmhouse just walking distance from the Northern Alliance front line. But even though the earth periodically shakes from today's bombardment, residents here continue to go about their daily business as if nothing was happening. After more than 20 years of conflict, many Afghans are simply accustomed to the sights and sounds of war. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Khalazai, Afghanistan.